Unit 10. 10.1.
As far as companies are concerned, financial and material support can soften the impact of living in a different country and a different culture. I'm not saying that money can completely get rid of the experience of culture shock, but I think the shock part of the experience can be reduced, can be made more manageable. Okay, so that brings me to the end of my presentation. However, before I go, I'd like to finish off by summarising the main points in my talk. First of all, I think a key focus of expatriate training should be language training. In fact, companies should make sure they take into account their staff's language skills when selecting global managers. Secondly, so-called sensitivity training, where employees learn about the culture of the new country, should be done on the job. Managers should be provided with a trainer or some kind of assistant who can help them in the early stages of their appointment. Finally, I think the easiest way to make relocations more acceptable is to make sure the manager and his family benefit in a material sense with money and a benefit package that makes relocation worthwhile. So overall, I think it comes down to the fact that if expatriates can speak the language of the host country and they feel they are materially well off, they will settle in reasonably well. Thank you all for listening, and I think we've got a couple of minutes for any questions or comments. Yes?
Your comment about a lot of culture training being a waste of time? I can see that language training is important, but I wonder whether expatriates fail to really interact with the culture of the host country?
Not necessarily, because I think if their language skills...